A glitch in the Republican tax overhaul has created an uncertain future for Newman's Own Foundation and the food company it operates. The company was founded by the late actor Paul Newman. 100% of its after-tax profits are given away by the foundation. This unique arrangement, which has had congressional support for a decade, is now in jeopardy. WSHU's Dan Katz reports.
The Newman's Own story begins in Westport, Connecticut in 1982. Paul Newman decided to give away some of his homemade salad dressing to some of his neighbors as a Christmas gift, and soon they were knocking on his door demanding more, so he started making more, and eventually he made enough of the dressing to start distributing it to local supermarkets.
Things kept escalating, and at the instant that I decided that it would be a business, then I realized that you'd really have to give all the money away.
That's Newman from a 1997 interview with NPR. Over the years, the company grew, and so did Newman's charitable giving. To date, the foundation has given away more than $500 million. When Newman passed away in 2008, he left the company to his foundation, and that's where the tax problem starts. In 1969, the year Newman starred with Robert Redford and Butch Cassidy in The Sundance Kid, Congress wrote a law that prohibits foundations from owning more than a small portion of a for-profit enterprise. This was to prevent wealthy people from using foundations as tax shelters.
But at the time, they didn't say, okay, what if somebody comes along and has no intention of abusing these laws? Is there a way we can keep a door open? That never occurred until Paul Newman came along in 1982.
That's Bob Forrester. He's president and CEO of Newman's Own Foundation.
And what he could do in his lifetime, which is own 100% of Newman's Own and give 100% of all the profits to charity, there is no vehicle in the tax law because of the 69 Act that allows that to continue. So under the 69 rule, we, meaning Newman's Own Foundation, which Paul set up to carry on his commitment to donate 100% of profits to charity, must divest itself of at least 80% of its ownership of Newman's Own, Inc., the food company.
The law gives foundations set up that way 5 years to divest themselves from the business, or they face a 200% tax on their assets. After the first 5 years, Newman's Own was able to get congressional support for a waiver to stay in business, but the waiver expires in November of this year, and that's where the Republican tax overhaul comes in. A provision to continue the waiver for Newman's Own was included in both the House and Senate tax bills. It had support from Republicans and Democrats and was pretty uncontroversial. Forrester says, though, at the last minute, the provision was struck from the bill due to a technicality. The Republicans had used a process called reconciliation that allowed them to pass the tax bill with 50 votes. That's instead of the 60 votes required by Senate rules.
The Democratic side was not happy with how the Republicans were handling this, so they challenged a number of provisions on this basis, and the parliamentarian agreed with it. So therefore, we were struck is the word they use, really at the last minute from the tax reform bill.
Forrester says he's still hopeful that lawmakers will find a way to pass the waiver for Newman's Own in the next couple of months. He says if that doesn't happen, the foundation would be forced to divest itself from the food company. And Forrester says that would mean Newman's Own would not be able to continue its charitable work at anywhere near its current level. Dan Katz, WSHU News.
A disclosure, Newman's Own Foundation is an underwriter with WSHU, NPR, and other public radio stations.